Welcome back to the Extra Inning Postgame Show with Bill Lasky, and my guest is a two-time World Series champion, one in 2008 with the Philadelphia Phillies and 2010 with the San Francisco Giants. He's also on the Philadelphia Philly Hall of Fame, the Wall of Fame, and currently he's the roving hitting instructor for the San Francisco Giants. Let's bring a friend of mine in, Pat Burrell. Pat, how are you today?
Bill, doing great, man. Glad to be on with you.
Excellent. I tell you what, from mid-May, the big league level, it just kind of changed. The Giants lost 3 out of 4 against Arizona, and they come back and sweep the Phillies. And I saw some different things happening on the hitting side. And, of course, I'm just asking for your opinion. I don't want to get in the middle of anything. But it seems like they're trying to put the ball in play a little bit more instead of launching it and trying to hit home runs. And their two-strike approach has changed. Have you seen anything different, or am I just imagining these things?
No, Bill, you're really on to something. I think industry-wide, I think there's been a little bit of a change. I think we were, as an industry, I think we got a little caught up in exit velocity, launch angle, trying to hit the ball as far as we can. And obviously with that, you're going to see a lot of strikeouts. And so we've kind of scaled things back, I think, organizationally. I know for certain in the minor leagues about just, putting so much importance on putting the ball in play. Let's get on time for the fastball and let's put a good pass on it. We don't have to hit it 500 miles. All we got to do is make contact with it. And so I think our message to the guys, I think it's well received. I think guys are just becoming more well-rounded as a hitter. And so, we're seeing some good things from guys all the way through.
The other thing, Pat, runners in scoring position, a big number, a number that I've watched chase for the last 3 or 4 years, just watching, 2 for 10, 2 for 14, 3 for 15. And those numbers change once you start making contact. A little bit more offensive numbers. The batting averages are coming up. Runners in scoring position when you played was huge. You were loving that when you came up to the plate. Has this changed the mentality of the hitters?
You got ducks on the pond. I mean, those were the most important at bats, and sometimes they were your first ones. So, there's a mentality there, Tree. We want to do our best to calm down in those situations. Everybody wants to hit with the bases loaded, nobody out, and we've seen a lot of guys have better approaches during that time. We've also, really tried to share with these guys the importance of taking the walk, especially with runners in scoring position. A lot of guys, the tendency is to get over anxious, of course. And then next thing you know, you're in a hole 0-2, and we know what happens there. So there's a fine line here between being overly aggressive and being patient at the same time. And so we want guys to be aggressive, but we also we want to assure them that it's okay to go to first base, keep the line moving, and let the next guy do it. As a pitcher, I'm sure the last thing you want is guys that are willing to go to first base.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because something's happening with Lamont Wade Jr. He has just been exceptional watching balls and strikes. I mean, he's just like the Brandon Belt in the earlier years. Do you teach that? How do you obtain that? And how does a hitter obtain so much knowledge to know that strike zone so well?
I think experience plays a big part of it. I think, as you get older, I think you have a better strike zone awareness. A lot of things, actually, when you get older, become a little easier. It's harder to stay healthy, of course. but when it comes to your knowledge of the game, the strike zone, the opposing pitcher, the opposing teams, franchises tend to pitch guys a certain way. And, you get accustomed to it, and it becomes a little easier to manage. Lamont's done a fantastic job. And basically, he hasn't lost any aggressiveness. He's still hitting the ball hard, hitting the ball, as we saw yesterday, hitting the ball out of the park. But he's really shrunk that strike zone. And that is really, kind of climbing to the last tier of becoming a very good major league player.
Pat Burrell joining me on Extra Innings, and he is the minor league roving instructor for hitters. Let's dive into the minor leagues a little bit. And the gate finally opened, and you got to see both these players who are doing exceptional, Casey Schmidt as well as Patrick Bailey in Double A last year. You watched them grow in front of your eyes. Sure. How did this gate open all of a sudden, and the youth movement is starting to move now?
Well, you know, you've just seen a combination of things. You've seen guys get hurt. You've seen guys really, you know, pressing the envelope from the minor leagues. And, you know, you got to give credit to, you know, Farhan and Cap for, you know, letting these guys come up there and giving them a shot. You got to give a lot of credit to Kyle Haynes for and his staff and all of the PD people that have developed these kids. And you're seeing, you know, it's amazing what happens in that ballpark when a new player comes in and has success, and it grabs everybody's attention. And you know, with Schmitty and Bailey, you know, Bailey's just so damn good defensively behind the plate, and he has such a gift for it. I don't think you can teach that one. He's a natural back there, and he's hitting. So I mean, it's really fun to watch. Schmitty again defensively. I don't know that I've seen anybody better at third. You know, I play with Scott Rowland, and there's just some things he can do that you just don't see, and he does it with such ease. And of course, you know, he's, you know, playing some short and maybe even some second, but I think third base is at the end of the day is where he settles in, and he's a huge talent, but there's a couple more guys down there coming, Tree. I'll tell you, this Matos. So you look up his splash line. I mean, it's pretty impressive.
That's my next question. That was my next question, Pat. 15 games in Sacramento, 9 multi-hit games, 21 years old. He's a flash. I mean, he gets on base, steals bags. He's got some power. And he's 21. That was another big number. And he has been injured, you know, last couple of years, not full seasons. But you've seen him progress. And tell us a little bit about him.
Well, I don't think we have a more naturally gifted player in our system. It's a joy to watch. You know, if you're a baseball person and you show up to the ballpark and you watch guys take BP, certain guys stand alone, and he's one of those guys. Another guy that does it with extreme ease. You know, he's one of the guys he could slide into third and he wouldn't get dirty type guys, you know. So he's very, obviously he's young and, you know, he has some things to learn, but to look up and be hitting 390 in AAA at this point at his age, you don't see that very often. And, you know, he's developed incredibly, like you said. I mean, he had some leg injuries the last couple of years, but you know, he's really coming into it now. And you know, who knows? It might not be long. I mean, you know, you're hitting 400 at AAA. you're definitely doing your part to press the envelope. You know, so he's a special one. Tyler Fitzgerald is another guy down there who's doing fantastic. And has really come into his own. He's a very polished baseball player. He can do it all. He can hit for power. He can hit for average. He plays very solid defense up the middle. You know, the thing that surprises everybody is his speed. He can really, really move. And so, you know, it's very fun to watch these guys, you know, develop through the minor leagues. They have their ups and downs, of course. But that's how you grow, and that's what this is all about. And we're seeing some guys kind of blossoming as we speak here.
Well, you know, I got a chance to interview Tyler Fitzgerald when he was in AA last year, and he had a great year in AA. He was MVP. And then this year I got to talk to him a little again, and he's graduated. His confidence is so high. He speaks better. And that's one thing I have to say about, you know, you go back to Casey Schmidt and Patrick Bailey, their confidence factor. There's nothing, even when they strike out, they're right back up. They're understanding what's going on. Brandon Crawford working with Schmidt. But Fitzgerald has grabbed my attention just more or less on a one-on-one, watching him daily. And as you said, hitting over 300 in AA. He gets promoted, hitting over 280 in AAA. way he can field. He goes the opposite way real well. And I was going to mention his speed. He runs the bases. Another quality player.
Yeah, and you know, you could put him up there right now, and he wouldn't hurt you. I'm not sure what the plans are with him, but you know, he's a guy who went to college. You know, he went to Louisville, and so he's a little bit more accelerated as far as his baseball knowledge. And you know, you spoke of last year, and that's a big year for him. You know, he had 20 homers, but he struck out a ton, and he wasn't happy with it. And we, you know, organizationally, we had a lot of talks about it, and just trying to, you know, if there's a need, if you feel a need as a player to hit for power, it's really going to diminish a lot of your game. And so we just tried to reaffirm to him that, hey, we want you to go out there and play baseball the way you know how. And, you know, if you develop a ton of power later in your career, great. But for right now, let's get back to hitting line drives in the gaps and see what happens. And I'll tell you, he's embraced it, and he's happy about his game, which is so important. And he's healthy. And so, you know, you're looking at a guy who, you know, could easily sneak into the major league and be there a long time.
Well, there was an outfielder that I know you spoke very highly of, and he played A-ball last year. He jumped into Eugene, and now he's in Richmond. That's Vaughn Brown, a real quality outfielder, hits with power, has got good speed, good arm. Tell me your thoughts about him. Now he's up in Richmond. What have you seen from him this year?
You know what? He, like you said, he's had a little bit of injuries. He seems to be back and healthy. And such a big part of his game is his explosion. I mean, he is such an explosive player. He runs. He gets out of the box. He hits for power. He slashes the ball around the field. He's just another insane athlete with a ton of explosion in his game. And, you know, you saw with him, you know, he missed some time with some leg stuff. And that's a big part of his game. You know, he can steal bases. He runs down balls in the gaps. I mean, this is a complete player. And, you know, another guy we just need to keep developing and keep him healthy.
Pat Burrell joining me on Extra Innings for a couple more minutes. Of course, everybody's waiting for Marco Luciano, a name that everybody's been talking about for years. He had lower back issues, started the year in extended spring training. Hitting a ball out of the park, the batting average is under 200. Is this a concern for you as an instructor going down there watching him? Strikes out, 35 strikeouts so far. Is this something that kind of worries you a little bit about him?
You know, again, with guys that get hurt in spring, Bill, it always seems to take a little more time for these guys to get into the swing of things, literally. So no, I'm not concerned. You know, I'm sure he is, but you know, when you come out of spring training and you don't leave with the club, it gets a little stale down there in Arizona, and you just can't wait to get out of there. And maybe you put a little bit too much pressure on yourself to perform. All those things will shake themselves out, Tree, as we know. And he's so gifted. I was with him in Erie probably 3 weeks ago, and he had just gotten there. And, you know, to me, he looked close. And so we'll just have to keep monitoring that and see. But overall, I mean, another very, very gifted player. Who we have to keep on the field.
Well, I've been looking at the San Jose Giants, watching them play, and they're just off to a great year, 31-17. And one of the players I'm kind of watching is Carter Howell, hitting .337, 60 hits already, 18 RBIs. Tell us a little bit about this young left fielder.
I'm so glad you brought it up. He is doing everything you could possibly ask, you know, from any kind of baseball instructor. You know, he's more of a throwback player. He doesn't try to do too much, and how refreshing is that? I mean, he takes a single the other way. He hits with two strikes.
Wow.
You know, occasionally there's some power there, but it's, you know, by accident, hanging breaking balls, mistake fastballs. So all he's trying to do is square the ball up in the middle of the field, and he keeps it very simple. And he shows up every day to play. I mean, he's a joy to be around. And, it, you know, just, again, fun watching these guys kind of go through the development stage. I'm sure, you know, he'll be going up and keep going up, and we'll just have to see where it goes with him. But I love what I'm seeing.
Well, of course, we got to end with one of the great players the Giants picked as the number one pick last year was Reggie Crawford, a pitcher that throws in the mid-90s when he's on the hill. And as a hitter, he can hit for power as well as average. You got to see him in extended spring training a little bit. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about his hitting side, and then tell us a little bit about what you think of a pitcher.
Well, you know, I haven't seen him throw. And so when I got there after the draft, you know, I saw this kid hitting in the cage. I mean, he's a massive man. I mean, he's 6'5", every bit of 250 pounds. He's just built. you know, you don't see many guys like that, you know.
Pat, it sounds like you at a younger age.
Oh, no, this guy's got a whole lot more going than I did. And then they tell me he's a pitcher. And so, and then, you know, obviously he came off Tommy John, and so he's kind of ramping up his – he's just now getting going with his throwing. And I hope that – I think they – you know, obviously we drafted the arm there in the high 90s. I mean, it's pretty impressive stuff. I just hope that we can find ways to get him in the lineup as much as we can. You know, he's a guy who's probably a little raw when it comes to his hitting. Hasn't had a whole lot of instruction at this point. And so we're just going to kind of let him find his way there and let him get comfortable. But there's a lot there. I mean, he was hitting balls, Tree, out there at Papago that I'm not sure where they were coming down, but they were bouncing.
That's impressive. Impressive.
The only thing back there is a street way back there. So I'm not sure how far he was hitting these balls, but it's natural power. You know, he sits back there on his back leg and he just lets it eat. And I told him, I said, don't change a thing. Just, hey man, you stay healthy and keep having fun.
Well, let me tell you, the Giants are very, very lucky to have Pat Burrell as a roving hitting instructor, all the things that you did in your career, and all the positive things you're bringing these young kids. And the gate is open now. Now we get to see all your work that you've been doing for the last few years. And all I can tell you, Pat, is keep it going, buddy. You're doing a great job, and it's great catching up with you.
Bill, it's a pleasure to be on. Always fun talking with you. Thanks again, and we'll do it again soon.
Excellent. That was Pat Burrell on Extra Innings. More coming up right here on KNBR, the sports leader.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.